The Ag Statistics Service of USDA has reported that the average price received by farmers during the month of May for peanuts was about $450 per ton average. And in June, that dropped down to $432 per ton. It appears right now that the average price for peanuts for all of last year will be about $440 per ton. That means farmers can start figuring how they will fit into the PLC payment, or price loss coverage, and see what the payment will be, which will be made in October for the year of 2014. The price stays down this week on peanuts, dropped $100 below the loan rate. It's now, for runners, about $255 per ton, $100 per ton savings. The question now is, will those peanuts be redeemed from the loan, or will they still be forfeited to the government? That's a big decision that the shellers and the growers will have to make, because if you receive the $100, that $100 will count against any payments that will be made this coming year under payment limits of $125,000. Check with your local FSA office to find out more about those payments coming up. Right now we have in the loan a little over 200,000 tons from 2014. Harvest has started in Florida, and the harvest will be moving up into the Georgia area this coming week. The National Peanut Board met this past week in Virginia. They said that they're making plans for a new year. The USDA must approve their budget. It'll be $10.456 million that'll be spent on promotion. That comes from that 1% checkoff program that the farmers voted in to help promote peanuts, to do research, and to fight against the allergy problem. They say this year they'll focus on consumer and trading engagement with the emphasis on digital and innovative communications that will target the millennium demographic, or consumers who are roughly 20 to 37 years old. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.